community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So you're going to give us a quick rundown on what St Francis Hospice is doing over the coming months.
Yes.
Because you do some fantastic gigs and days.
We do all sorts of things.
You do loads of stuff.
We try to cater for all tastes and all interests. We're very flexible.
Yeah. I think you do. You do cover that. But the thing that I want to know about more than anything else is I want you to tell us about the Dunton Car Fest, because that's coming up.
It's this weekend.
Oh, looming.
Yeah, it's been coming and we're super excited and we're getting the last bits and pieces ready for you. Our programme's getting printed today.
Lovely.
Folding and everything, getting that all ready. Frankie, actually, there's quite a funny picture on our Facebook page if you're that way inclined. Frankie was taking his beauty regime very seriously yesterday, and Frankie's our mascot.
Yeah.
And Frankie, the day is called Frankie's Classic Car and Bike Fest, so obviously he needs to look his very best because this event is named after him. So yes, last minute preparations taking place, but it is Frankie's Classic Car and Bike Fest, which happens at Dunton Technical Centre.
Yeah.
All are welcome. It's a public event. Most of the classic cars and bikes on show are pre-booked, but you can turn up on the day, and I'll go through that in a minute.
Yeah.
But it opens at 10 and it's till 4, and it is a superb day. We're hoping the weather stays lovely.
It will, trust me.
I don't know if the events team have dared kind of check the weather yet, because it's always a bit nervous when you do that. £5 for adults and under 12s free. And what do you get for that? Well, you get to enjoy over 400 cars and bikes. We've got lots of prizes being offered. So we've got, for example, the concourse cards for the very best in show, show and shine, split by a range of years. I mean, I always find it astounding, the range of cars, how clean they are.
It's amazing. These people must spend their whole lives polishing their cars.
I don't know how they do it. How do they get into the bits that in my car?
Oh, don't get the crevices. Crevices, sorry.
How do they do it?
I
need to have a chat with these people because they could probably help me out with my car. It looks pretty bleak. And I always find, personally, that's a bit I marvel at the most, how amazingly clean and pristine these cars
are. Amazing.
Incredible. So, we've got some fantastic cars. If you're interested in cars, we're really excited because we have the oldest ever car at Frankie's this year.
Really?
That we've ever had at Frankie's, which is a 1916 Morgan freewheeler.
No.
100 years old this year.
Oh my, and it's still going.
Yeah, I believe so. It looks fabulous.
He must have spent a fortune on that.
Dread to think.
Mind you, it must be worth a lot of money.
It's probably worth a few bob. It's one of those things, they always say that cars lose value, don't they? But I guess when you get to that old, it must kind of...
Yeah, it must skyrocket, because there's only one around.
Exactly, it's probably very, very rare. And again, obviously beautifully presented and pristine. So that, we're very excited about that. And we also have, I believe this is also exciting, now I mustn't pretend that I am a car kind of connoisseur, so
yeah.
You know, but this apparently is very exciting. And we've got a Ford Heritage Collection RS200, which is a road going rally car, and apparently one of the fastest and most exclusive cars that Ford has ever made. So that's quite interesting. I'm quite looking forward to seeing that there as well. So there you go, loads of cars, classic bikes, which is fabulous. But there's loads more beyond that. It's not just about the cars. We have live music.
Yeah.
So you have the rock and roll band, the 501s, who we've had there before, jazz singer Nicole Peach, who's fabulous. We have dancing from the Hornchurch Jive Bombers, who will be performing, but also offering you lessons. So pretty timely,
really?
With Strictly Come Dancing starting.
Big time,
on the screen. You could, learn a few moves.
Yeah.
See if you can beat Ed Balls and the
They're very, very fit, ballroom dancers.
Yeah.
They're very fit.
Yeah, but it uses your whole body, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You have to be super fit to keep up with it. And jive particularly, very energetic kind of dance. That should be really fun. So if you're interested in learning to jive, then that would be great. And we have a vintage market. We have...
These are good, your vintage markets.
If you're interested in vintage of any kind, you've got to get down there.
Amazing.
From clothes to household stuff, like kind of loads of... all sorts of gems that you can have a sort of look through and get your hands on some lovely things there. We have food stalls. On popular demand, we've brought back the vintage pop-up tea tent, which basically serves you tea and cake on kind of vintage china.
Really?
It's very, very
lovely.
That's
quite quaint.
We have other food stalls and we have kids entertainment. We've got the bouncy castles and all that sort of thing. So it is an all-round fabulous day out.
Yeah.
Obviously raising money for the hospice, which is great. But if you are free on Sunday, that's... Frankie's Classic Car and Bike Fest, Dunton Technical Centre, starts at 10. As I mentioned earlier, most of the classic cars and bikes on display have been pre-booked. We can accept some on the day. So if you wanted to bring your car down or bike on the day, you can pay on the day. You need to be on site between 8:30 and 10 to get access to the display area. Although once it's full, you have to just join the rest of the public in the car park. So we can't guarantee space.
Yeah.
If you get there early enough, you may be able to be on show. So that's it. We're very excited and we can't wait to see lots of people there.
This is going to be fantastic because it is mobbed every single year. I've seen it. And every single year, there's more people going than there was in the previous year.
It grows every year, which is great. And I believe that within the kind of classic car and bike community, there kind of is quite a network and they kind of all learn about the good events and stuff.
Yeah.
But it is for local people, it's a great family day out as well. Really good fun, loads going on. The weather's nice. What better way to spend your Sunday?
This is going to be fantastic. It really, take the kids over there and you can have the music and it's going to be a fantastic day.
Really good.
It really is.
So that's happening this weekend. So that's a big one. The next event I'm going to talk to you about, I think we actually touched on this last time I was here, and it's the Firewalk, the Brentwood Community Firewalk. We were doing it joint with Bennett's. It's happening at the Old Brentwood Club off Ashwells Road in Brentwood. It's not till October, it's not till Halloween, although I say that, it's September today, so that's next month.
It comes around very quickly.
It comes quickly, 29th of October, so it's just before Halloween, so we're thinking, could this be something a bit different for Halloween to walk on coals? I don't know, it might scare you a bit. That's kind of the theme of Halloween.
Spooky.
Yeah. It's maybe the hottest and shortest sponsored walk you'll ever complete for charity, but, you know, it should be one you won't forget. In case anyone's nervous, it's staffed by professionals who'll help you every step of the way. The doors open at 5 o'clock on the 29th, and the first actual thing you go through is a safety briefing, so they talk you through it. It's all very, very you're very well looked after, and then the firewalk begins at 7 p.m.
Now it's worth entering this just because of the guys talk beforehand.
Oh, really?
I've done one years ago. They talk you through. It's around about 45 minutes to an hour speech, and they
expensive.
Sit, they hype you up, and they teach you the physics of it.
Okay.
Which is fascinating, and you come out of that conversation that you've had with them for about an hour, you feel like you can climb walls.
Really?
It's fascinating the way they alter your perception as to, oh, this is going to burn. You completely change.
Did you try climbing a wall?
No, I've never tried to climb a wall afterwards, but you know, that doesn't say it can't be done.
But you felt like you could. That's the main thing.
You do feel really good
and
hyped.
I've never done it before, and it does feel, I feel like I'd be the one person who'd go on there and just burn, my feet would just come out.
No, nobody.
But I know it doesn't.
Nobody got burnt.
It's very enticing.
Yeah.
So it's a sponsored walk, so we ask people to get sponsorship, and that's how it ends up helping the hospice, and it's £15 entry. And as I said, because it's around Halloween, the 29th of October, Halloween fancy dress is encouraged. So you can walk on Carl's dress as a ghoul or a ghost or a pumpkin.
So this is going to be fantastic.
That's a good way. That's
a lot
way
of fun.
To have a good time.
It's a lot of fun, yeah.
So yeah, so that's more on our website, and you can book on there. So I'm really excited about that. That's one coming up. And then we have loads on. We have, if you're interested in a gala lunch, a ladies' gala lunch, that's happening. Have I got the date here? I don't think I've got the date written down, which is appalling for me. Look on our website. I believe it's in November. We've got a champagne reception and delicious three-course lunch at the Gold Room in Orsett Hall Hotel, which is a beautiful, beautiful venue. We're really excited because we're joined by journalist and broadcaster Kate Adey.
Really?
She's going to be our guest speaker, yes.
Amazing woman.
I don't know how long she's got to speak. But
amazing
how is she
woman.
Whittle it down into any short period of time.
Amazing.
I have no idea. So for those who don't know, she was her probably most prominent role was she was the chief news correspondent for BBC News. She did a lot of reporting from war zones around the world. I believe she was shot at.
Many times.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
Amazing woman.
Which is amazing. She now is a freelancer and she does work for Radio 4, and she's written quite a few books and most recently did one about the legacy of women who fought in World War One. So obviously kind of still linking to that. She must have some sort of fascination with kind of war and conflict and that sort of thing. So she'll be talking, which we're super excited about. And we've also, the champagne reception has been kindly sponsored by Lady Hilke Brooking, who's a really, really great supporter of the hospice. So that's the ladies' gala lunch at Orsett Hall. I think the price covers three course lunch and loads of other bits and pieces going on. It should be really, really good.
Well, just to hear Kate Ady, I mean, you'd pay the price just to sit and listen to her.
We're trying to work out how we're going to sneak in because we want to hear her.
Oh, she will be amazing.
Yeah.
Won the Pulitzer Prize and all the rest. Oh, just amazing.
Incredible. It's going to be really, really good. So that's great. On a complete other tangent, and very timely for Great British Bake Off fans.
Yeah.
We have a cupcake decorating workshop at the hospice.
Oh, really?
Yes. So, you know, if you're inspired and see yourself as the next Mary Berry or the next Paul Hollywood or any of the contestants on there, this is Saturday the 1st of October, so only a month away now, from 10. It's a 3-hour workshop at our education centre up in Havering Attibower at the hospice site. It's hosted by Tina Hands, who is the owner of Hands Homemade Cupcake Company, and she's a great supporter of the hospice. She's donated so much stuff to us in the past, really, really fabulous supporter of ours, and an exceptional baker and cake maker. So you'll be learning from the best, really. And you'll be guided on how to pipe buttercream, sugar paste, fondant icing.
I love a cake.
You should come.
As you can see.
who doesn't love cake? Never trust someone who doesn't love cake.
Cup of tea and a piece of cake, Aunt Sally.
Can you? So the price is £25, which includes all decorating equipment, cupcake recipes for you to take home. You take 6 cupcakes back with you. I can't promise, but I imagine there's probably plenty more to eat there on the day. There's going to be a variety of stalls there, and it should just be a really kind of fun couple of hours to learn a few new skills. And as I said, if you're kind of inspired and you'd like to be better at doing these perfectly beautiful kind of toppings on cakes that always look like, how has a human done this?
I look at cakes sometimes, I go, have you done that?
Yeah.
That must have taken you months.
Yeah. For a minute you think it looks too good to eat, and then you
I'm going to eat anyway.
But it's like perfection. I mean, I don't know about you, but I can't see it being my forte in life. I'm too much of a messy.
Oh, me as well. I'm very messy. Yeah.
But, you know, you never know. She might be able to turn us both into the next...
Someone. Jamie Oliver.
Yeah.
Not that he makes cakes, but you know what I mean.
Joking, he can pipe
a Fanny Craddock, how's that? The next Fanny Craddock.
Literally, that is my life goal. So we're sorted. Let's go. So that's really good. It's a new event for us, Cupcake Decorating Workshop, and that's on Saturday the 1st of October from 10 till 1 p.m. up at the Hospice and Art Education Centre.
Yep.
There's loads on. We're coming to the end of a busy summer. We've had tons of events, people doing all sorts of things for us. We've had golf days, we've had football tournaments. We've got a couple of lads who are currently driving to Mongolia in a Nissan Micra. So we've got all sorts of things going on at the moment, which is great.
It's a bit abstract.
It's really abstract. And they've got this kind of tiny car, which I think it's like a W reg. So it's fairly old now for a Nissan Micra. And they've kind of decked out. It looks like a Dalmatian. They've covered it in dots.
Really?
It's got a tongue and like a face. Yeah. And they're driving it for all these places. They're fantastic, actually. They've got a little Frankie, I'm mentioning our Frankie the Lion mascot again, a little Frankie Teddy that they've taken, and they've got photos of Frankie in all these kind of obscure countries that you pass through on the way to Mongolia.
Really?
Fabulous, guys, fabulous. So that's going on. So loads are going on. And we also have a lot of your listeners will probably know about our Light Up a Life appeal, which is it feels early talking about it, but the invites are going out this week to people who are supporters of ours. But it's in the lead up to Christmas, if you've lost someone, we know it can be pretty tough, whether it's the first Christmas without someone special around the table, or the 20th or the 30th. If there's someone you love who's missing, it's always, you know, it's always tricky. And Light Up a Life, we do a number of church services, and we do a kind of secular event over in at Dagenham Redbridge Football Club, where we basically celebrate the lives of people we miss at Christmas, and in recognition of that.
Yeah.
And one of them includes Brentwood Cathedral, and we've just announced the dates for that, and it's the 4th of December, which is a Sunday. And it's a free event, people can come. We ask them to donate to our Light Up a Life appeal, so it does, again, support the hospice and helps us raise money. We're really excited because Richard Madeley, our patron, is supporting the appeal this year.
Oh, really?
And he's with we. The appeal, you can donate, if in exchange for your donation, you can dedicate a star to someone that you love. And we do this amazing display in the grounds. Last year we had about 1,200 stars hung up, with fairy lights and tinsel out in our grounds. It looked amazing. You can come down and try and find your star amongst the hundreds of others. Very moving, and that's all part of it. And Richard Mabey's dedicating his star in memory of his mum, who died fairly recently, I think, in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So that's the we've starting to sort of announce that over the next couple of weeks and announce the dates, but they always fill up very quickly, our services. So if you're interested in joining us for one of those services, and you don't have to have a connection to the hospice, doesn't matter if the person you love who's lost, you know, however it happened, we're more than welcome and we'd love to see you there. So that's, it feels mad talking about December and Christmas, but it's going to happen soon.
It will be here very, very soon. So I can't believe it's September already. It's gone far too quick, hasn't it?
This year, it's just everyone seems shell-shocked at how fast this year has gone.
Well, scientists reckon time's speeding up. I don't know how that works, really. They reckon it's speeding up.
That would explain it.
It does sound, in a strange way, it does sound about right.
Yeah.
But because we all wait, I can't believe the time's gone. Weeks just fly by, aren't they?
They do. They just appear ridiculous. Before our eyes. So, yeah, it is crazy. And it's over at the hospice, we're super busy. We've had loads, as I said, it's a really busy summer. And we're sort of starting to enter the Christmas period, which is a really, really busy time for us. Really exciting time, loads going on. So we'd love to see it at one of our events. And on our website, there's so much more. Our own events that supporters are doing for us. We've got, I think, a barn dance on there. We've got all sorts of things.
There are loads on there.
We've got a ball, loads of things going on. So do check it out, because people do spend a lot of time organising these events, and they're fantastic. We have people doing amazing things for us, so do check it out.
Let's give your website a plug. sfh.org.uk. sfh.org.uk. Well, Claire, fantastic to have you in again. I'm going to take a picky in a minute, and we're going to put that on the web. This will be on there as soon as I can possibly get it on there. And we'll see you again the first Thursday of next month.
Excellent. Look forward to it.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.